You open your hotel under a big brand. The logo is up. Bookings start flowing and you think, this is it. I've bought both security and demand. But then reality kicks in. High occupancy doesn't always mean high profit. And suddenly you're asking, am I running a hotel or just following a playbook that wasn't written for my market? Priya runs a branded hotel in a mid-sized Indian city. Great location, good reviews, and a steady stream of bookings thanks to the franchise. But here's the problem. She's doing all the right things and still not hitting her profit goals. Global campaigns don't move the needle locally. Corridor restrictions block her from raising rates during local demand spikes. She's frustrated. Not with the brand, but with the gap between the system and her street. Hi, I am Gitika Bhari, and today we are diving into a big question for anyone running a franchise hotel. How do you make the brand work for you without waiting for someone at headquarters to fix your problem? Here's the reality. The brand gives you visibility, credibility, and loyalty, but no global system can fully understand the pulse of your street. Revenue is not just about scale, it's about context. And here are some common challenges franchise hotels face. Number one, global rules are applied everywhere, leaving local blind spots. Training stops at compliance, not day-to-day coaching. Three, loyalty and marketing fee chip away at your margins. And four, one-size-fits-all strategies work for big metros, but not for smaller and unique hotels. But here's the good news. You still have the levers you can pull, and these levers matter. Let me give you a few. Start by building your own demand calendar. Map out visa cycles, exam dates, weddings, festivals, and local events. These are your demand spikes. Don't wait for the brand to notice them. Then use data to start a conversation. Show pickup pace and composite changes. This gives you leverage to request corridor adjustments, or at least make your case. Next, package with purpose. Late checkout, free parking, a small F&B voucher. Simple brand compliant perks can increase perceived value without discounting. Also, run a short weekly revenue huddle. Just you, your GM, and sales head. Talk about pickup, parity, and the top 5 dates to either protect or push. It takes 15 minutes and drives results. And always, always measure net RevPAR. Not just gross occupancy or ADR, but what's left after loyalty and marketing fees too. That's your real performance. One hotel in South India put this into action. They had 90 rooms and solid occupancy, but their ADR was stuck. They started with a simple step, building a local demand calendar. Turns out, visa appointments were spiking demand every quarter. With that insight, they asked for a corridor change and backed it up with data. At the same time, they launched 2 family weekend packages. Nothing fancy, just a late checkout and a food credit. Within 3 months, ADR went up by 12%. No brand rules were broken too. The big lesson is this: franchise success lives where brand systems meet local intelligence. The brand gives you structure, tools, and reach, but you bring the market insight, the creativity, and the context. That's where profit is born. And here's your challenge. Think of one piece of local knowledge your brand team doesn't know, but it should know. Is it a visa cycle? A recurring festival? A school holiday pattern? Let's talk about how to turn your street smarts into strategy. Because you're not just part of a brand, you're part of a market. And the best revenue strategies are built in the middle ground. Revenue.
outsider.